Tablet 5. Until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Genesis 49:10. As it was explained, the spiritual king, Scepter, should come from the tribe of Judah, and he did. Isa the Christ, who was from the tribe of Judah, came as the expected Messiah. His spiritual message was that in order to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth, sacrifice to be humble is necessary. But the historical effect was his coming as prophesied by Jacob, Israel, to finish the promise of the scepter given to the tribe of Judah. Therefore, say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation. Matthew 21:43. So this part of the prophecies was fulfilled. For what happened to the Jews after this? Read the house of Judah, Jews. Also, Isa fulfilled the prophecy of gathering together the people. He became the head and gathered all the 10 lost tribes of the house of Israel, people who immigrated toward the west under his banner, Christianity. So Isa fulfilled a threefold mission. 1. His spiritual message, sacrifice. 2. Fulfillment of the promise given to Judah. And 3. Gathering the people. As it was explained, the promises which were given to Abraham were for Ishmael, the other son of Abraham from Hagar. Ishmael is the father of the Arams, so they also should have gained a great territory, and their numbers become as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Genesis 13:16. Also they would receive a great prophet and kingly spiritual personality, scepter. By the coming of Isa, Shiloh, the kingly spiritual being promised to Abraham was finished, and as Isa prophesied, the kingdom of God shall be taken from them and instead given to another nation. Matthew 21:43. Therefore, the scepter and the lawgiving were removed from the tribe of Judah and given to another nation. This other nation was the Arams. The spiritual kingly personality was Muhammad. The spiritual truth and laws were Islam and the Quran. With this, another prophecy was fulfilled, and also history is the witness of this truth which God promised would happen. Furthermore, nothing happens without His will. So if a person would be able to establish a new great religion, it has been His will, even if some people do not understand or do not like it. The spiritual message of Prophet Muhammad can be understood from the very word Islam. Islam comes from the word Taslim, which means both to be surrendered and submissive to the will of the Lord. To be surrendered means to do the work, try to follow His will the best a person can, and then to surrender the result to the Lord. With doing this, there will be no attachment left to the result, and that is the key to freedom from the binding power of the law of karma, action. Even greater than surrendering is submission, which is to ideate that we are a tool for His will to be done through us. So we let Him do the action through us. With this ideation, no I will be left, and the doer, the one to whom the result of our actions has been surrendered, and the thing done, all will become one or he. So no reaction of one's action remains, and no attachment to the result occurs, because I is not the doer. In fact, there is no I left to become attached to the result. So the action is done, His will is done, but the person is free from the result of the action, because the doer was not he, but he. In the case of surrendering, there is still an I left as the one who surrenders, and there is a he to whom the result is surrendered. But in the case of submission, there is only he. So the I will be dissolved into he, and then the I and he become one. With this, the goal of spiritual progress is achieved, which is to become the same as God. It is not to merge into God, but to become the same as He, in His image, or to be able to manifest the qualities of God. This is the highest spiritual realization.